AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Once again, Democrat Hillary Clinton is calling on Republican Donald Trump to make public his tax returns.
The burden is on him, and indeed for the rest of us in the campaign, on our side, the press, the public, to demand what a big majority of the American public says they want, which is for him to release his tax returns.
The AP's Lisa Lehrer reports that Clinton is determined to continue to attack Trump.
She wants to make this election more of a referendum on him than a referendum on her, because poll after poll shows that Americans really don't like her. They just like him less. So she's trying to work that hatred differential in her advantage.
Trump campaigns this afternoon in Virginia, then North Carolina this evening. Clinton holds a rally this afternoon in Tampa, Florida. As Congress returns to work from a seven-week recess, Speaker Paul Ryan is promising a spending bill by the end of the month to keep the government operating. Lawmakers are scheduled to leave Washington again in October to campaign. President Obama tells the people of Laos that he hopes to open a new chapter in relations with the landlocked Southeast Asian nation. The AP's Mark Smith has more.
Even as it fought in neighboring Vietnam, the U.S. secretly dropped some 2 million tons of bombs on Laos, more than on Germany and Japan combined in World War II.
Given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
The first sitting president ever to visit Laos, Obama announced a doubling of U.S. aid to clear unexploded bombs that still, decades later, claim scores of lives each year. And he promised closer trade and security ties with Laos as it and other countries in Southeast Asia eye an increasingly assertive China. Mark Smith, Washington.
With 2 hours left in trading, the Dow is up 26, while the Nasdaq has gained 16. This is AP Radio News. Former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner has been released from jail 3 months after being sentenced to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. Today, he registered as a sex offender in Xenia, Ohio, the Greene County seat his parents live just outside that city. Sheriff Gene Fisher tells WHIO-TV.
We didn't do anything special. He filled out the questionnaire himself, and it's really nothing different today than any other sex offender that's come in.
People have been protesting outside his parents' home. The 21-year-old must register as a sex offender for life. He also must serve 3 years supervised probation. A former Guantanamo detainee resettled in Uruguay has been briefly hospitalized after a hunger strike. Abu Wael Daib says he wants to leave Uruguay. He went missing for weeks earlier this year, alarming officials in neighboring countries. He was found in Venezuela and returned to Uruguay. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.